This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're already thinking spring right now and getting ready for that next season. You know, the Christmas season's hit, so now we're saying, all right, what's next? And it is time for thinking spring. So definitely, let's get excited about that. Let's think what we're going to do. That's a lot of what I've been, you know, discussing today, because I feel as though it is important to get ready early. So let's do what we can to think spring today and enjoy ourselves at the same time. I know my household is going to have a nice, easy down day, which I'm thankful for, because it's, you know, it's been a little crazy, right? We want to enjoy our season, our Christmas, and you go a little nutty for a little bit, and then you get to enjoy it. So today, I know a lot of you are enjoying the day, just relaxing and thinking about seasons to come instead of just thinking about which presents you got to buy. Because right now it's definitely thinking about spring. So enjoy it while we can, right? We're still a good amount of time before spring, I do have to say. But you know what? It's never too early to start saying, all right, this is what we're going to do. So, you know, we started discussing different things like pollinator gardens. What can we do for pollinators to plant? What can we do in the shade? What can we be doing in the sun? You know, this time of year, I search for different websites to find different information of things to think about, things to do, things that we can be doing once spring hits. Now, one of the articles I was looking at, and it just shows a couple of the plants, you know, the majority of the plants that I already know are plants that are hard to kill. Now, if you have done any gardening or you haven't done any gardening, you can say, well, I want to have some plants that I can't kill, so I know I'm going to have something. So what are they? Now, here are a couple that are nice and easy to take care of. You don't have to do a lot, but at the same time, they're very showy. One of my favorites is a Stelladora daylily, or even daylilies in general. But the Stelladora daylily is one of my favorite because it is so easy to take care of. And it has an ever-blooming type where it comes back. It reblooms. It takes full sun. I mean, a little bit of shade will help with some of, you know, the hot areas, but full sun is the majority of what it'll take. So nice and easy there. And it doesn't take a lot of feeding. It doesn't take a lot of that. But once it gets established, you're not doing a lot to it to have to take care of it. So that's a nice, easy one to do. Plus that color. The Stella Dorter isn't like that yellow. It's almost like a little bit of an orange. But they have a whole variety of types of daylilies that return. You know, your like Rosie Returns is one. Your Happy Returns is another. Happy Returns is more of like a little little yellowy color. So there's different easy plants to do. Now, what else is there? One of them's Russian sage. Well, it's got that purple color to it. It loves full sun, easy to take care of. And again, if you remember from the first hour, we were talking about the colors that bees like, blues, purples, and yellows. This is perfect purple for a bee pollinator to come into the yard. Add that with some of the daylilies, nice color to it. What else? Some of the ornamental grasses, like a feather reed grass is one of them. Easy to take care of, puts in deep roots, adapts to the soil, so it doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, a specific soil where it's only, you know, very wet soil or whatnot. So it adapts for you. That's nice and easy. So you're not saying, all right, well, I have wet and I can only do these. Well, it'll adapt. So perfect. So let's take a look at some of these other things. Now, I do have a call, and we have Alex here joining us to give us a call. So, Alex, who's up next?
We got Brian in Massachusetts.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Merry Christmas.
You as well.
I have a Brussels sprout that's surprisingly still alive. I'm down here in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and I'm babying it to just experiment and see what happens. I have a kind of one of those plastic cold frames over it, and I have mulched the base of it with straw mulch, and I put a blanket over it at night. I'm just wondering if you had any other tips as I continue with this experiment until I ultimately lose it.
Well, so Brussels sprouts love the cold temperatures. This is the when they actually, to be honest, taste the best. Because they, when it gets this cold, it helps them hold the flavor in. Are you trying to just maximize the amount of Brussels sprouts you get to it? Or are you just trying to...
I would love that, but they're little, tiny little sprouts right now. So I honestly don't have high hopes.
Yep.
But I am experimenting. You know, some of the things I'd be wondering is how far to go. You know, should I be giving it a little bit of liquid fertilizer? Should I be insulating it even more? You know, how that type of thing.
Now, where are you in Mass?
Plymouth, Mass.
Plymouth? Okay, so, I mean, you're in a different zone than we are where I am. But what does that mean? That just allows the plants to grow a little bit longer. Now, I would say that anything you can do to protect it is going to be helpful, because Brussels sprouts don't do great with long cold snaps, like frozen cold snaps. They can do it for short periods of time. So by putting that straw around it, putting the blanket over it at night, doing those types of things is only going to help it. Some would actually, you know, say if you could have one of the mini greenhouses over it, would be even better. But they can grow in like the colder areas. It's just they don't like it when it's just constantly frozen. So by adding the everything that you've done to the base of it, putting the blanket over it, that type of thing is going to help it. Yeah, by no means. But there's no real like guarantee that it's going to completely make it through. I would almost at one point take that blanket that you're putting over it and just leave it. You know what I mean? Because it's just the temperatures aren't going to warm up enough during the day for it to help grow anything. It's at this point, it's kind of stopped. It's slowed down. So I would just kind of say, all right, I'm putting it to bed and hope and pray that in the spring it comes back to the way you want it to.
That I hadn't thought of. I had thought I had maybe just a couple of weeks if the weather stayed steady. But I hadn't really thought of completely overwintering it and then maybe seeing it come back in the spring. Do you think that's actually an outside option?
I mean, that is. You know, because usually we're harvesting these Brussels sprouts in the late fall, early winter, and that's about now. What I have you do, just hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we can discuss it a little bit more and see the probability of this coming back for you, okay? So we're going to take a break here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Except we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Brian in regards to some Brussels sprouts. And he wants to overwinter them. Now, Brian, I meant to ask you this. You started these a little bit late, right? Is that what you did?
You're not going to believe it, but I actually started them way back last spring. And it was a slow grower, but it was a strong plant, and it stayed alive the whole time and didn't really start doing much, until the fall. And then, like Brussels sprouts are really supposed to do, it actually did quite well in the fall and continued producing leaves, and that's when the sprouts really started to come out. Now, they're little baby ones right now, like I said.
Yeah.
And because we've had such a mild December, I actually did see some very slow growth. And it still does look pretty hardy, especially with that plastic kind of cold frame I think we have over it.
So I think that's going to be huge for you, because one of the things about Brussels sprouts is they're considered biannual. Okay, so they last for two seasons, but the second season they actually become they go to flower usually. So since the sprouts on yours are very young, this spring I think you could still have a decent harvest. What you're just going to need to keep an eye out for is making sure you get them before they go to flower, because the second season is when they become, when they go into that flower process, right? Mm-hmm. So early spring, as soon as they've done their thing and they're going to grow those sprouts, basically treat it like an annual and start fresh. Okay, so I'm saying overwinter them. You put them in that cold frame. You might even be able to get some growth out of it to the point where these sprouts get big enough where you can pick them during the winter. Because, I've seen it happen, especially if you have no winter cover.
Right.
But just realize that in the spring, say we get through this, it's kind of stopped doing its thing. We grow through the spring. In the spring, once those sprouts have kind of done their thing, which usually March, April, February, those times. After that, if it starts going to seed, really just rip it up and start again.
Sure.
Because it's not going to reproduce the sprouts that you're looking for. But it can be done. I mean, it definitely can be overwintered. It's not something that, especially in your case where it didn't really produce a lot of the sprouts, I think you should be all right to get it to get some sprouts in the spring, and it's worth it. I mean, if you have the time and you're willing to put in that effort, why not?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I've been thinking. I just was wondering if I've been doing enough, if I should be adding any compost, if I should add any fertilizer, additional protection, oil, bricks, like some people do.
So what I might do is, when you're putting something around the base, using like an enriching mulch, right, or a compost around it to get something to it, just in case, you know, down, you know, towards the Cape area, it doesn't always get covered in snow.
Right.
It doesn't always freeze. So maybe by adding that enriching mulch or organic matter, it can actually help leach some of that into it. I wouldn't say push liquid fertilizer, because I'd be afraid to try and push growth at this point to make it so that any new growth all of a sudden turns into, could get more damage from frost. You know what I mean? Because that's where I would be concerned the most, is looking at doing any damage by fertilizing. Because when you fertilize, it promotes new growth, new roots, new everything. But then if we have a cold snap, and although Brussels sprouts will take the cold, if we get a cold snap, it could shock the roots, shock the plant, and have the opposite effect.
Sure, that makes sense.
So that's why I wouldn't fertilize, but I would try to take care of it with everything that you're doing. I think it's a cool idea. If I had, you know, time and space, I it's definitely something I would think about. I mean, 5-6 years ago on Christmas Day, my father harvested Brussels sprouts and we had it for dinner.
That's incredible. That's great.
So it's like, that's why they're so cool. So I definitely, kudos to what you're doing. It's going to be, you know, good luck. Definitely. All right, Brian, have a great one. The rest of you have phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. Russian troops are reportedly withdrawing to what they call their permanent deployment points from the Ukraine border, and that's according to Interfax News. It's reporting quotes from the Russian military. The troop withdrawal only seems to represent a fraction of the upwards of 100,000 Russian troops, though, who are thought to be stationed near that border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is encouraging Western nations to band together against China. In an interview with Global Television, Trudeau said, quote, "We need to do a better job of working together and standing strong so China can't play the angles and divide us one against the other." The lead singer of the Marvelettes has died. Wanda Young was 78. And this is USA Radio News. The Commander-in-Chief delivers a Christmas video message with U.S. troops around the world.
As your Commander-in-Chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a poor substitute for what you're missing, but I understand I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's sacrifice.
President Biden was on a video link from the White House along with First Lady Jill Biden. Biden again calling the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. As Christmas weekend continues, so do the flight delays and cancellations that have been going on now for several days. According to FlightAware, U.S. Airlines canceled or delayed more than 3,000 flights. On Saturday, more than 6,000 delayed or scrubbed around the world. Many airline workers are suffering with COVID-19, and there's been bad weather, especially in the western U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got about a half hour left in the show. I know a lot of us are enjoying our day after Christmas and just relaxing a little bit. I know a lot of you have kids. The kids were up early, and now you're just saying, "I'm just going to rest." I lucked out yesterday, and my two daughters slept until almost 8 o'clock. I couldn't believe it. 6 and 4, sleeping that late when it comes to Christmas. Yeah, that was awesome. Not going to lie. Anyways, hopefully you get to enjoy your day today. Got a little bit of that white stuff on the ground that, I'm going to say it was pretty much a white Christmas. I think this happened right before midnight is what I'll call it, because they consider a white Christmas just 1 inch of snow cover. That's about what we had in my area. Anyways, snow. As we talk about snow, remember, we've talked about this being a poor man's fertilizer. That's what my father used to call it. It's a down east term because it has some of the nutrients in the snow itself, some of the little bit of nitrogen that will help with your garden in the spring. Not a lot to it. I wouldn't just say, I'm just going to let the snow be my fertilizer this year. No, not the case. But you get the point. It does have some nutrients to it to help with it. So definitely not a bad thing that we're getting the snow. We want the snow to help cover our plants, to help protect our plants for that next season. So I would definitely say more snow the better. I mean, I'm not talking, I think it was like, 2015, where we had more snow in Lowell, Mass. than they did in Alaska when we lived in Lowell. I remember just every time you shoveled, it would just get higher and higher. But snow is a good thing for our plant. It helps to keep our plants insulated. It helps to keep our plants ready for the next season. So snow is not a bad thing. And the amount that, we could get can help. So think about it. It's a good thing. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before that break, Brian was on the line talking with us in regards to some Brussels sprouts that he's been growing. And I was saying right at the end there, it was 5 or 6 years ago, my father, it might have been a little bit longer, but my father went out and picked Brussels sprouts and brought them over to our house for Christmas dinner. Made them, you know, that is farm to table right there. Brussels sprouts like that cold weather. I know everybody, you know, hears Brussels sprouts. They think of when they're a kid and like, oh, I'm not eating Brussels sprouts. I had to sit at the table until I was, you know, done with my dinner. Well, you know, hey, tastes change, time changes, but these are a great one to have in the garden for late harvest, late, you know, farm to table. So it's definitely worth it. So, you know, think about some of those things. Think about, we're thinking spring, but at the same time with those Brussels sprouts, that's a late season. Maybe think about doing it next year, you know, getting them ready. As Brian said, he started them early. He started them, I think he said, I want to say it was like May. And so usually they're good by then, but the temperatures were so rainy during the summer, it felt like spring for so much longer, and then all of a sudden they just got, you know, to where they were. So think about the different things that you could have for later in the season, and the Brussels sprouts are definitely one for that. Now, as I've been saying, we've talked a lot about different pollinators today. I think doing your research this winter is going to be very helpful to figure out which plants you want to do. And I think some of the easiest ways to know which plants will do best for pollinators is to go in the native species. Natives have become very popular the past couple years and maybe even a little bit longer. And so natives are the plants that have grown here naturally. And what you can have in the yard, and a lot of them you already have, right? A lot of the plants are already in your yard. Maybe it's getting some cuttings and doing some bare roots. Maybe doing some, you know, cuttings, trying some new plants. I know in this spring I'm going to try and take some cuttings off some different plants. We have one Crimson King Norway maple in my yard. Now, for those in Massachusetts and mostly New England, that's considered an invasive species. It makes sense, you know, the seed pods that fly out of the tree that fall into the ground and just create new ones. But what has happened is you can't buy them in this area anymore. Now, the Crimson King is one of my favorite trees. I love the color. But since I can't buy it, I'm going to take some cuttings. So I got to figure out, you know, when should I start it? When should I do it? Right now is not a good time to do it for me because I don't have a lot of space inside the house yet. Don't have a growing room or anything along those lines. So where can I put it? So I know I'm going to do it in the spring, but what am I going to do? I'm going to look at getting some of the better seed starting soil. And I say seed starting because seed starting is a little bit lighter. Makes it easier for your roots to start to develop. I'm going to get in a nice container in a nice sunny area so I can grow these out there. Because I would love to have almost like a hedge of these Norway maples. Now, on the road to my childhood home, there was somebody who actually had a row of these. And it just looks phenomenal when they're in full, you know, purpley color. So I want to try and recreate that. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So that's one of my things that I'm thinking about for spring already. I talked about as well, thinking about what plants to put in, what flowers to put in. There are so many things that you can be thinking about doing and getting the research done now, when maybe you're, you know, sitting around the house and you're looking for something to do. So instead of watching, you know, some show on repeat, you know, you can research your spring planting. Although, who doesn't like binging on TV on a weekend and just sitting there for the weekend? I'm just saying, it's a good time. Anyways, we're thinking that way. We're thinking, what else? Now, you know, what other plants in the woods near you can you bring into it? You know, I have a number of ferns in the ground. I'm going to look at bringing some of those out. You know, another thing I have in my yard that I've already cut down a million of them, that for the longest time I said there's no way that a burning bush is considered an invasive species. Well, my house, my backyard had more burning bush than I have ever seen in an area like that. So I would definitely say it's an invasive species. So, but maybe you can bring some of those to a different area if you find them in the woods. Bring them to the house and get those, because you can't buy those any longer. You can't purchase new ones any longer. So it's just, you know, these are the things we're thinking about at this time of year, what else we can be doing. So if you have questions, we got about 15 minutes or so left. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Now, another call we had today from Jill was in regards to her Japanese maple. It kept all its leaves and it still has them. And she was wondering, is it bad? You know, is it going to hurt my tree? What's going to happen? Well, it's not a bad thing for it to happen. It is a natural thing that happens a lot when it comes to Japanese maples. But your plant is telling you something. It is saying, I need something from you. It needs a little bit more fertilizer, a little bit more exposure. What does it need? But you take a look at it and see the signs that our plants are giving us, because that's what it's doing. So it's just, you know, we're really just thinking ahead and trying to say, all right, this is what I want to do. And this is, you know, what's going to be best for the yard. Now, while you're doing some of this research at this time of year, take a look at some of the websites like Espoma or Bonide, or even Natural Alternative, to figure out some of the products that you might need to take care of your garden and lawn. I mean, I'm looking at Natural Alternative website right now and saying, ice melt. I realized last night with this weather, I had said to my wife, I already have ice melt. Guess what? I didn't. That's a little icy in the yard right now. So I'm going to have to be looking at some of those things to do. So those are things that I should have been thinking about, which I thought about. But that being said, take a look at these websites. Learn information. Learn different things that you can be doing and when to do it. Natural Alternatives has done a ton of updating, brand new website, everything. But a ton of updating on information that they're going to have on their website. So take a look at it, because I'll tell you, it's more information than I've seen on there in a long time. Their website is naturalalternative.com. While you're there, you can purchase a lot of these products. Don't forget to use the PPGC, so the Paul Parent Garden Club code, to get some discounts on and free shipping. So definitely take a look at that. And I know I'll be looking at some ice melt to take. We're looking at getting some pet safe with the puppy we have, who is very, she wants to know about everything. And so I know she'll be going right towards ice melt. So I'll be using some of that pet safe ice melt to be protecting her at the same time as protecting our family from the ice. Because, as I've said many times, a slip, trip, and fall from ice can actually cost you anywhere between $25,000 and $100,000. And that's not just, that's not even saying, you know, losing the time from work or the time from whichever. That's just from the damage that can happen to you. So being prepared with that ice melt is a huge thing to do. So take a look at their website. Like I said, naturalalternative.com. Get some of that information and plan ahead, because winter has just started. We're going to need some of that ice melt. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we will wrap up the show, and we'll be back after that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we're just about done for today's show and for the this year, right? Next show is January 1st. So we'll enjoy it while we can. But I will say it's been a great year to enjoy the garden. I'll tell you, it was some of this year it was a bit rainy, but our gardens thrived during the summer, especially our lawns. So wasn't that bad. You know, there are a lot of other things going on in this world that we can, you know, worry about. But if we worry about our garden and just think about that, maybe things will be a little bit better. Maybe we'll think about some science behind it as well. So, you know, been a good year for the garden. I wouldn't say for some of the other things, but year's almost over. And the things we want to do next year, we're thinking about now. Thinking about, all right, I'm going to plant this type of garden. You know, as I've been talking about a lot today, is it a pollinator garden? Is it a, sunny garden? Is it shady? What is it? We've just been looking for different things, you know, to really discuss and get ready for next year. Because now we've had our, I wouldn't say this is a real major snowstorm, but we've had some of our first real snow here, and now it's time to say, all right, I'm done with winter already, and think about that next season, because that's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready for next year, and getting ready for what we're going to do. So think about it. We talked about a lot of the pollinators. We've talked about some ice melt here at the end. We talked about recycling that Christmas tree. Now, recycle the Christmas tree. That is part of our email that we sent out to our listeners in the Paul Parent Garden Club newsletter. Our second article has what to do with it. You can sign up online at our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom and find where you can subscribe and join our mailing list there. But what can you do with your Christmas tree? If you live near the ocean, check in with your town, because sometimes they will actually take them to help keep the sand dunes intact where they are. So there's a nice little way to get rid of it. What else can you do? You can cut up the branches and cover some of those hydrangeas, some roses, or some of the tender perennials. You could also cover some of the newly planted ground covers, your evergreen ground covers. Just the newly planted, not the older ones. Make sure you cut them into pieces. But here's the big one that I like. You can actually put them out in the yard for your birds. Lean them up against something, maybe near some food or something along those lines. And then when we get a snowstorm like this, it gives those birds somewhere to hide from there. It also will help them hide from, as we put in the article, the neighbor's cat. Another thing is some towns will actually cut them up and create mulch. They'll chip them up. So what I say to all of you is just remember, get rid of the tinsel if you're going to donate it for anything. Tinsel has its, I guess, uses, but it also can really do some damage to the wildlife, especially if you're going to donate your tree to something that has to do with outside. So, you know, remember, get rid of that tinsel. Don't forget all the ornaments, too. Anyways, we got about a minute left here. I want to wrap up the show, and I appreciate everybody for listening this year. We'll be back in the new year to enjoy another spring season, winter season, whatever you may. But, you know, it's been another eventful year, as the past 2 years have been, but a successful year in the garden. So let's keep on that in 2022. So Merry Christmas to everybody who celebrated. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, and we will see you in 2022 next Sunday. Until then, get out there, maybe indoors, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk to everybody next week.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.